The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Tina, what is going on with P. Diddy?
Girl, you know, I am just kind of at this point in life where I'm like, anything's possible. And you know what? I expect so much from people, but my levels are down to the ground on what I expect, you know, morals, values, everything about a person. Because that, I'm telling you, You know, you always have to wonder, you know, years and years, you hear a little of this. Same thing when we were saying about Jada and Will, hear a little of this. You know what, when you start piecing it together or when other people start piecing stuff together, girl, you get a bigger picture than you ever really imagined and even want to even talk about. So I'm just kind of, I feel like P. Diddy, Weinstein, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, they all kind of had this a greater than life kind of thoughts on themselves, that they were bigger than anyone else, and they were okay to do some of the stuff that they were doing. So I would like to say that I wouldn't have expected it, but you know what, anything's possible.
Okay, so this is the thing for me. He got daughters.
Yes,
he got four.
Yes,
young daughters. And you know, you've seen it. Jay-Z's talked about how he used to do certain things, and once he got daughters, he changed his life, he changed his ways. And Puff Daddy has four daughters, one and that just started walking and may still be crawling. And he's out here beating up on other people's daughters and sex trafficking and all the stuff that this girl said that he did. Mm-hmm. Girl, he settled that lawsuit so fast. I mean, it was like as soon as she fired it, he must have been sitting outside with the money bag to give it to her. Mm-hmm. To settle it, because all the stuff that once it became public record, it was in the courts, but all the stuff that she was saying that he did, and now all these other people who are coming out, and then this is the thing for me, Al B. Shore and Kamora Lee and all the people they all saying reinvestigate Kim Porter's death.
And Andre Harrell and Heavy D and Biggie. I'm like, you know, you got to go back and start wondering. There is some kind of linkage, got to be, because he is a common denominator in a lot of this stuff. Why, you know, we always said how mysterious Kim Porter's death was. Now, all of a sudden, we need to go back and look and wonder. You know, Al B. Shore said, go back and look. Think about it. He's been raising Al B. Shore's son since a child. Why would you not want to take Al B. Shore out?
Yeah, yeah. And I remember when Kim Porter first died, Al B. Shore put a social media post out and said that she was murdered. And then he took it down. And then I remember that, you know, P. Diddy had did all this, you know, taking pictures at the grave site and the extra
bit over by the grave. Crying every day.
Posting
pictures of her.
About how
that's called guilt. Ooh. That's guilt. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That is guilt. Ooh. I think that all of this was some guilt. He probably thought he would make her sick. Maybe he didn't think he would kill her, but I think there's some guilt going on there. And, you know, he had the coroner in his pocket. He got the people who signed the death certificate, all the way down to the people who caused the death. Everybody was part of this. And you go think about Andre Harrell. He didn't have any health issues.
None.
But Andre Harrell and Puff Daddy had the same position at Bad Boys and all of these different record companies. You have to wonder what happened to Andre Harrell that he just mysteriously died. I almost think he might have had something to do with what is the one that wrote Boys in the Hood. I might have to go back and try to wonder.
Girl, John Singleton, girl. John, he didn't know no John Singleton. You finna put it all on.
Girl, I'm gonna everybody who didn't die.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first, you know the look, that look of surprise and delight. that look on their face when you give them a holiday gift that was completely unexpected and yet just right. This year, I'm shaking up things. I'm giving Minnesota Lottery scratch games to friends and coworkers. There are 4 festive games to make the season bright. I promise you, seasonal scratch games will be a big hit at your office parties and gift exchanges. It's a new way to show your holiday appreciation to those special folks who've helped you out all year long. Best of all, Minnesota Lottery scratch games are quick and easy to buy during the busy time of year. So shake things up. You'll love the look they'll give you, and they'll love to play. MinnesotaLottery.imn. Must be 18 or older to play.
You know that building a successful business takes time. But as your business grows and changes, it feels like time is the one thing you never have enough of. Work with a banker who understands that the right time to get you the financial flexibility your business needs to thrive is right now. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
Tina Turner.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Whitney Houston.
You know, we sitting up here thinking that Suge Knight is the gangster. It's
Suge Knight waiting for him. Suge Knight is waiting for Puffy for some reason. They said they can't wait. Ooh. And you know Suge Knight is in a L.A. jail, and if Puffy get convicted, he going to a L.A. jail.
Because Kim Porter died in L.A., so if something happened, he got to go back to L.A. and account for that. But girl, the thing is he put out the statement, girl, and it looked like the same statement that R. Kelly put out. These charges against me are bogus and assassinate my character. I was like, they're like a certain statement that they all use.
But when you pay for once, it's like Bill Cosby. You didn't think that the crabs was going to come out that barrel? No way. Are you going to pay for Cassie? That 17-year-old girl that said she was just in the recording studio doing God knows what, and she was 17, got date stamp pictures, pictures of her on Puffy lap. She got pictures. She got receipts.
But Tina, where have these people been all this time? Why nobody ain't say nothing before now?
Puffy paid for them. You saw Kamora Lee Simmons' house blew up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it showed dick. Girl, leave me alone. And she went on social and talked about Puffy and said something like, you gonna pay for
her friend. One of her friends died. One of her best friends or something also died mysteriously.
And she was friends with Kim Porter.
And she was friends with Kim Porter.
Puffy is taking them. Girl, Puffy taking them.
Puffy taking them out. He said, oh, you gone. I don't know what kind of mafia he got going on.
Girl, he is from New York. Girl, and it's so funny because he's the skinny dude. He's the dancing dude. He's the shiny suit dude. If I'm thinking anybody's a gangster, he is not the one. But you know, Tupac tried to tell us a long time ago that Puffy was the one who had him shot in New York. He said that a long time ago. Girl, why did we see this? It's like that movie Usual Suspects where you look back at all the clues and all the clues, put it together.
They all go back. But you also see that all the people associated with him, Mary J. Blige, J-Lo, their mouth is shut. They not saying nothing.
Nothing.
Now, if anybody, Mary J. Blige, I'm pretty sure she would, you know, there's a reason she was right there. Faith Evans. They are not saying a word, but you know they're not saying anything. Puffy probably got, they probably know Puffy be killing you when you be saying some stuff. They know.
They know, because baby, Kamora Lee house show burned up. I didn't even put two and two together. I did not put two and two together. I would have never pegged him for the game.
But you know what? I went on a vacation, and it was a girl. And when I tell you, they have an analyst. I call myself an analyst, too. They got analysts for everything. They have a social media girl that was an analyst. She's a social media analyst. And that means that ain't her real job. She got some real job. But she spent her time putting together all the stuff that people say on social media. Uh-huh. And she pulled together some synapses and an analogy. I don't know if it came from the shade room or where it came from. But when she threw it, girl, we was just having, you know, regular just cocktails and conversation. And that girl threw it down. And we had to just shake our heads and start thinking, we knew all of these little pieces, but she put it all together in one little pile for us. And we were like, why haven't we even thought Puffy could do something like this? We didn't think Bill Cosby could do something like this.
Surely did not. And to when Tupac said it, everybody thought this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He is delirious. It's Tupac. He's high. But Tupac said a long time ago, Puffy had me shot. He's mm-hmm. the one who's behind the shoot. Mm-hmm. They came and shot me 5 times. And they were saying that Kim Porter was writing a book about Puffy. And they were saying that Biggie Smalls was trying to leave Bad Boy.
And you see know, that and Puffy's just so happened every time rides in the same car with Biggie Smalls. And this is the time he gets killed. You're not in the car. You decided to get in the other car.
And this okay, so can you just see how cold-blooded he is? He made a tribute song, Every Step I Take. Mm-hmm. He made a tribute song to this man. Girl, this is some scary stuff.
Narcissist. I'm invincible. I'm untouchable. You know, he has denied it in his own head, so it doesn't exist. So all of these pieces that's coming together, you know what? I would have never put Al B. Sure. I would be like, why would Puffy be mad at Al B. Sure? Well, Puffy... Quincy, he raised that child like his own child, and that child looked just like Al B. Sure,
just like
Kim loved him. You know, Kim was with Al B. Sure. We don't know what happened, what transpired, girl.
You done scared me. We better stop talking about Puffy. But you girl, know, who ain't gonna stop talking about him. It's 50 Cent.
50 Cent, girl. I don't know if you saw social media, but 50 Cent is after him. Said he had to step down as the CEO of Revolt off the board. He said, "I buy it," and he didn't. He don't do number post pictures. Eddie Griffin going at him. I mean, 50 Cent is Eddie Griffin called 50 Cent petty. He said, "Look how petty he is."
I didn't know that Puff and 50 had beef like that, though. I missed all that.
But I think Miss 50 Cent said it. When 50 Cent was down and out on his money, and, you know, his money got low or something had happened, bad contract, whatever, Puffy was the one stepping on him and talking noise. Look at him. He ain't going to be nothing. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. And, you know, I think that's the reason why, like, The Game and all of them, they don't even talk anymore. The Game, 50 Cent, all of them, they used to be running. But Puffy had something to do with something. And 50 Cent probably said, I'm going to call you. I got your card as soon as it's up.
Girl, you go. Said he's doing a documentary, R. Kelly style, on Puffy. Well, he's interviewing all these women, and
girl, he gonna be a power. Watch, Puffy is gonna be the next book of power. Power book Ooh. 5 or 6, whatever the next one is, it's gonna be Diddy go down.
And thank y'all for hanging out with us. We'll see y'all next time.
See you, Shaletta.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
In today's competitive market, investing in your team is key. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage for your small business from 2 to 100 employees. Unleash the power of smile for your team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
If you or someone you love is at higher risk and tests positive for COVID-19, there are some antiviral medications that can really help. These are prescribed pills that you take by mouth. These antiviral medications can benefit people who are older or have chronic underlying health conditions. Starting these medications as soon as you are diagnosed can help prevent your case of COVID-19 from becoming severe. You're less likely to be hospitalized or even die from COVID-19 when you're on the antiviral medication. So consult with your trusted healthcare provider right away if you test positive to see if these antiviral medications are right for you. And remember, it's better to prevent COVID-19 than to treat it once it hits. That's why it's recommended that all Minnesotans over 6 months of age get the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.